I want to shift over, though, as we're discussing here, back to the market action that we've been seeing play out, particularly here today. Tech stocks getting hit the hardest again, by far the biggest sector in the red, while the S&P 500 still manages to stay in the green. For more on where we go from here, I want to bring on Stephanie Lang, Homrick Berg Principal and CIO, joins us here. And Stephanie, appreciate you taking the time to chat. I mean, we were just kind of discussing the latest thinking there as Brian was laying it out from Fed officials as we look ahead, not just to Jackson Hole, but potential tapering later on. I mean, what's the timeline you think, given based on where we're at in this recovery?
Well, I think the Fed really wants to be measured at this point. The last thing they want to do is spook the market. So I think what you saw following the jobs report was some Fed officials come out and really give the Fed some optionality. If they do get some strong job reports the next couple months, maybe they will move up that time frame. But it's still our base case that next month that they'll begin to talk about this with an official announcement at the end of the year, with tapering starting next year. Because really what the Fed has laid out is they want to be really transparent and message this appropriately, so we don't see what we saw in 2013, which was a taper tantrum. So they're really trying to avoid that at this point.
So with that said, what are we expecting to hear, you think, from the Jackson Hole Symposium later this month? The initial expectation seems to be that there could be some talk of tapering then, or at least messaging. How do you think Fed officials sort of prep the markets for what's to come later this year?
I think that's exactly the point. They are trying to grease the skids, as you will, and because they want to make sure that there's no surprises. So I think there will be speak around the concerns around inflation, which they brought up, you know, and I do think there's that encouraging news on the job fronts with almost a million jobs there this last month. So if we continue to see those strong numbers, I think they're going to continue with that messaging that they're hinting towards some tapering, but give the market plenty of time to digest this. So while I think there will be talk of it, I don't think the official announcement will come until later this year with tapering. And then the next question is how quickly that will play out. And then how quickly will they get to the next point, which is raising rates, which is still right now in 2023?
How does that maybe change the investment thesis around some of these things? Fundstrat was out today upgrading the financial sector to stand out today, as we've been covering yields in the 10-year up by about 2 basis points. I mean, if that's the expectation, does that make financials more attractive in your eyes? And how should investors maybe be reallocating here ahead of all those key decisions?
Well, we've had such a strong economy, and you're starting to see that reflected in, of course, the GDP numbers, the strong earnings growth. And so I think as you look towards later this year, that is going to play out, and you're going to see the market starting to reflect some of that strong earnings growth, which was really unbelievable, up 90% this quarter. You saw the earnings beats above 90%. And so if you have that strong economy, that strong earnings, you're going to start to see interest rates move up, which, of course, would be good for financial stocks. You saw this jobs report on Friday. You saw the 10-year move up, and you immediately saw the pop in financials. I think going forward, you're going to continue to see some of those strong numbers in the jobs report. So I do think the 10-year can continue to move up, and that will help the net interest margin of financial stocks. So financials we like, it's that cyclical play on the strong economy. But I think as we move into later this year, I think the defensives are going to be strong because I think there's going to be more volatility. I think the earnings comps are going to be tougher. So we really like to have a barbell strategy where you have some of the cyclical growth names like financials, but then have a barbell with tech names that are more secular growers and have acted more defensively. And I think will be a good part of the portfolio later this year as we see more volatility pick up.
Yeah, I wonder how much it might change, too, when we think about how growth has been, you know, impacted by rising rates in the past. There is one sector, too, that we have watched earlier, just yesterday, actually. We were talking about the big hit to oil prices as we saw WTI under pressure more than 2.5% at one point there. I mean, when we look at energy and the way that the recovery is going, it does seem on a global scale there are demand concerns beyond just the U.S. that should hold up relatively stably. How do you see that sector faring, as of course has been the standout in 2021?
Yeah, energy is a tough area because, you know, it's so driven by commodity prices, and it's really that supply demand dynamic. And you could have argued with the reopening economy, demand should pick up, and it has. But now you're starting to see some weakness more globally. China has lowered their GDP numbers, and so there's some concern that the growth might not be there. So while energy stocks are cheap, I think it's going to be a lot of volatility moving forward. So you're going to have to be able to stomach that. And you're going to have to believe in the China recovery, which I think is going to be under pressure in the near term. So while energy is an area that, you know, has those cheap valuations, we're a little more cautious on that going forward, just given the supply demand dynamics and some of the uncertainty in the more international markets like China.
Yeah, we're seeing a big pop on energy today. Oil up more than 3% there. So we're going to be watching that one closely. Stephanie Lang, Hamrick Berg, Principal and CIO. It's good to talk to you tonight.